Good morning, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwood, FM Talk 106.5, 835. The Ascension Technologies text line is 251-343-0106 if you want to get a text in and maybe a question into our guest right now.
That's right, and right now on the phone with us, Senator Tommy Tuberville, of course, used to coach at Auburn and a number of schools, and then won that Senate race a few years back, and no longer the freshman senator out of Alabama. That belongs to Katie Britt. But, Coach, both you and Senator Britt, you've been in the news a whole lot lately, and mostly doing stuff on behalf of your constituents. Thanks for coming on with us this morning.
Yeah, well, thank you. It's good to be here, and, no, it's a fight in Washington, D.C., and Katie and I both are fighting hard for the people that elected us and everybody else that didn't vote for us in the state. You know, this is a tough time for our country with what's going on right now in New York City with our former president. But we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and it's worth fighting for.
Yeah, and let's talk about, I mean, you've written two op-eds, one in the Washington Post and then one more recently in the Wall Street Journal about a couple different topics, but let's start with the one you wrote, I guess it came out yesterday or Sunday in the Journal, about this Department of Defense kind of battle you've been fighting, and it almost seems like you've been fighting it single-handedly, like you're the main event here, as now Chuck Schumer calling you out by name over this abortion fight with the federal government. Talk a little bit about what they've been doing and why you've been pushing back.
Well, 4 days in a row, the leader of the Senate, Schumer, called me out. He opens the floor every day with a speech, and he opened up with me. And that's fine. I don't care. You know, this, like I said earlier, this country is worth fighting for. And I'm on the Armed Services Committee, and I fought hard to get a briefing last fall about, I heard some rumors they were going to change some of policies in our military. And of course, we've got the most woke military going right now. We got some great men and women, but we've also got a direction that this Department of Defense is trying to take. It's not good for our country. But that being said, we've had an abortion policy for years, and this is not about abortion. We've had an abortion policy in the military for years. It's worked fine. But they want to change it. And you can't change a policy or a law unless you go through Congress. And I told them that. I said, if you change this, I'm going to hold up your nominations for all your generals. Well, they didn't believe me. And they changed the policy. And it's going to cost the taxpayers of this country millions and millions of dollars. And there was nothing wrong with the one we had. But they continue to want to make our military woke and run this country the way they want to. Again, they forgot about the Constitution. And we're not going to let them forget about it. So it's a fight right now. I'm not going to let up. I told them, I said, I'll release these nominations. Now they can do these nominations one at a time. Take a long time to do it. But as we speak, you know, normally you do all these nominations in groups of 100. But I'm going to make them stack up, and I'm going to get their attention, I'll tell you that.
In July, you and other members, Republican members of the Senate Armed Services Committee, actually sent a letter to Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, and it was about this matter, and it just went unanswered? Is that normal?
No, it's not normal, because we're their oversight. You know, the Senate, it runs the country. It's not the Department of Defense. And, again, we want to work with them, but we don't want them to change the laws on their own. So we sent a letter back in July, mm-hmm. and they didn't answer any of us, but I kept on it. I kept calling and sending letters, and finally they answered. They gave me a briefing about this change of policy back in November, and they told me about it. I said, listen, you can't do this. I mean, it's not constitutional. Well, that's where we're going to do it. I said, no, it's not. And then I sent another letter in December to Austin stating that you won't come talk to me. You won't talk to him on the phone or anything, but this letter will state that I will hold all your generals if you do this. And if you put this in place, which he did in February the 8th of this year, then when they did that, then I started putting a hold on all their generals. So it's not something of miscommunication. It's just something that they want to do on their own, which they're not allowed to by Constitution. And I told him, last time I looked, you weren't elected to Congress. We were. And we're the one that do the laws. And you're not going to everything else that this administration is trying to run over this country. But this is something I'm bound and determined to make sure the taxpayers don't have to pay for all this new policy.
We're talking with Senator Tommy Tuberville, and another fight you're fronting on a different front here is with Space Command. And it's been, I guess, well over 2 years now since former President Trump announced that Space Command headquarters would be located in Huntsville, Alabama. And we've talked about it quite a bit down here because it's kind of similar to a big tanker contract over 10 years ago. Boeing and Airbus.
Yeah.
And it seemed explicitly political at that time that Boeing got the contract, and they haven't really done much with it since. They've had a lot of issues. But now we're looking at a whole arm of the armed forces coming into Alabama, and Colorado's politicians have been pushing back on this, and now it seems like Biden may be waffling. Where do we stand with headquarters of Space Command coming to Huntsville?
Well, it's turned political, and that's not what it should have been. It was given to Huntsville by the Secretary of Air Force back in Trump administration. Now, President Trump started the Space Force. Now, Space Command has anything to do with that goes in outer space, whether it's shot by the Army, by NASA, by Marines, by Navy. So they control anything in space, and rightly so, it went to Huntsville because it's definitely the best place. And Colorado didn't even finish in the top five, and they're wanting to keep it there because that's where it was started. But we're working hard to keep politics out of it. But this president, I don't know who he's controlled by, but somebody's telling him either don't do it or just give it to Colorado. And but we're fighting. We're not going to give up. We're going to fight to the end on this because people don't realize, you know, again, being in all these hearings and stuff that I go through, classified or non-classified, we're getting our tails handed to us in space by China and also Russia, by the way. We are so far behind. You couldn't believe it because we fought those 20-year wars over in the Middle East, and now we're trying to transition, and we need this to be solidified and move to Huntsville the way it should be, and let's get on with this thing. But this group is amazing to deal with. It's just almost impossible.
How much of this do you think is political? The fact that Alabama, the red state, voted Trump, Colorado did not. Do you think that's what this comes down to? I mean, like you said, every day that goes by is another day we're falling behind China and Russia. And especially with this news of the spy balloons and how much they may or may not have actually been able to take from our sensitive sites. I mean, time is of the essence, right?
Yeah, 110% political. And it has nothing to do with the national security of this country because they're trying to take our country in a different direction. This administration, they, you know, we're woke. We're having to do everything in the world to overcome their supposedly move to EV batteries and electricity, which is impossible to do. I mean, these people, I don't know what planet they come from, but you can't do without fossil fuels in this country or this world. And it's really putting a strain on the American people. That's where all this inflation's coming from. That and them spending $6 trillion that we shouldn't have in the last 2 years. So It's a fight for the sovereignty of our country. It just shows you what's happened to President Trump today. This has nothing to do with President Trump, to be honest with you. They know if he gets back in there, he's going to put a lot of them in jail. Now, that's the reason that they're worried about that point. But the other point is they're after us. They're after people that love this country and love that we've made it almost 250 years, and it's still the greatest country on the face of the earth. But they want to change it. And it goes through the military. It goes through Space Command. It goes through education. Look at the borders. Listen, I was on the border not too long ago. Talked to some Russians when they came across the border. Chinese, there's 400% increase in Chinese coming across. They're all military-age kids or young men. What do you think they're coming here for? I mean, we're not going to fight China somewhere else. We're going to fight them right here if we don't watch it. The borders is the most dangerous thing that I've seen, open borders, in my lifetime for this country. It is atrocious, and it's costing billions, and this administration could care less.
It's plus they just seem to be in denial of admitting that anything is wrong nearly anywhere, which is even more atrocious, Coach. You mentioned on it. I guess we were wondering when we're going to transition to the news out of New York City. This will probably be as good a time as any. So there's even a number of Democrats that have called the indictment against Donald Trump purely political. Witch hunt, whatever you want to say, you know, the things that Donald Trump obviously says, but you have even Democrats saying the same thing. It seems largely ridiculous, but it's actually pretty serious stuff. What are your thoughts on what's going on up there right now?
Oh, there is no doubt. No doubt. It just goes to show you you know, where the left stands right now. And I've got some friends that are Democrats, and they're appalled by what's happened. They're absolutely appalled, but they understand this. They understand what it's about. And again, it's about President Trump and trying to keep him from running and putting a black eye on the whole situation. But he's strong. I've talked to him several times in the last couple of weeks. He's ready for this fight because he knows it. He knew it was going to be a fight when he decided to run again. So it's unfortunate attack on all of us in this country that love this country, that want everybody to be free and have an opportunity to have the opportunity to be the best they can be and what they want to be. And but you know, it's attack on religion, borders, crime, you name it, and it's going to be a fist fight.
And what's your sense of, you know, with this being first indictment and unprecedented at that, it feels like there could be more on the way from some other investigations. Do you think that the plan is here to stretch these out all the way into 2024 and keep the former president in court as much as possible? And from talking with Trump, what's your sense? I mean, would he give up the campaign in order to focus on these, or do you think he's staying strong and staying in that race all the way through?
Oh no, he's not going to give this. He knew it. You know, he evaluated the entire situation. He knows how bad it is in our country right now. He's on top of every part of the downfall of America since he got kicked out of office. So, and that's pretty much what happened. You know, there's no way Joe Biden got 81 million votes. But that being said, we won't get into that. He's going to fight every. There's going to be allegation after allegation. They're going to go after him for anything they possibly can. But as I told him, you don't even need to raise money. You're going to be in the limelight for the next year and a half. Yeah, you're not going to need to advertise. Your advertising is going to be built in. And you know, if they continue the direction in a lot of these areas with the destruction of the United States of America, it's going to prove itself. Its own worth, and watching these people do things that they shouldn't be doing, they're breaking the law, you know. And of course, our Department of Justice, our FBI, the administration, not the people on the ground, are so infiltrated with non-Americans, so to speak. It is, you know, being in Washington D.C. has really opened my eyes for 2 years. I've been astonished at how we've just let this country. Being taken over by people that don't like the country. Now they want it. They probably like living here, but they don't like the way it's controlled. It's all about socialism. And people say, "Well, it's not really." Oh yeah, now we got more people now that's not working that are working, and they're getting a paycheck, and they want to continue to do that. So we got to keep fighting it, and you know we can't give up. And no matter what happens with President Trump, if it's DeSantis or somebody else, we have got to retake that White House and get these socialists out of power.
Coach, you remember the good old days when preparing to play at Mississippi State was the toughest part toughest part of your week? You're fighting real fights now. Appreciate you very much. Thank you for being on Mobile Mornings with us, and hopefully we can talk again soon.
Okay. Thank you, guys. God bless.
You got it.
All right. U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville. And a lot to get into there, and even stuff didn't have time to touch on. Debt limit fight, plenty more fights on the way, but appreciate Senator Tuberville coming on with us this morning.
Looks like he's up for the fight, though, right?
Seems that way.
849, Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5. We'll check that text line next, the Ascension Technologies text line at 251-343-0106.